The second way that you can use stories in order to create a hypnotic process is to use them to install an emotional roller coaster. Remember, people respond to their emotions in a very powerful way. In fact, emotions are part of the unconscious. In other words, they're an unconscious response. So when you are taking people through an emotional roller coaster, you're actually activating unconscious responses. Now, when you think back to the four-stage protocol that you discovered on CD1, you already realize that you're back to stage three as soon as you have an unconscious response. And then all you have to do is be able to lead it. So installing an emotional roller coaster can be very important. It can be important in order to suck a client or a friend or a family member out of a dark situation, a bad situation, to help them make better decisions, because the emotional state that you're in will actually have a huge influence on the quality and the kind of decisions that you make. So emotional roller coasters can also be used to influence behavior. We'll look at this more fully on CD11, which is entitled Conversational Trance Formulas, Getting What You Want. In order to install an emotional roller coaster, all you have to do is choose the appropriate emotion and a theme to go with it. So if you want someone to laugh, you make a humorous story. If you want someone to feel relaxed, you can talk about relaxing themes like walking through the forest or maybe sitting by a quiet lake somewhere. In fact, in any story that you tell, these emotional undercurrents are going to be a very powerful and important part of the hypnotic process.